Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. Once again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we do thank you for being a part of this. This evening, we will be back on our scheduled time in New York with Minister Edna Hermond. And her topic is, You Are a work of art. I think I'm going to like that. Amen. 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 And she will be coming from the scripture is Ephesians. She's coming from the book of Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Amen. So now that we know what the outline is, we're going to have prayer, and then after directly we have prayer, and then we're going to move directly over into New York and turn it over to Minister Herman. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to feed on your word. And Lord, Father, we realize that with all of the busyness in the world, the busyness in our lives, but yet we have a heart for your word to take time out, to come on, to encourage one another. And we thank you for that, Father. Lord, we realize that as we go through your word, Father, that there are sacrifices that has to be made. Just as Jesus Christ sacrificed on the cross so that we might have life, we sacrifice this evening for your word. And we know, Father, that when we sacrifice for your word, that there's a blessing to come behind that. And we thank you for being that type of God. Lord, Father, we ask that you would bless the sick and afflicted this evening. Bless our leaders all over this world. Lord, Father, we ask that you bless those who consistently ask for prayer. And those names are Stuart Hawthorne, James Hobbs, Diane Hobbs, Katrina Holloway, Luke Owens Jr., Billy Dickinson. Father, we ask that you would bless the Dickinson family. They stand in need of prayer also. And Lord, Father, there are so many others that stand in need of prayer. We thank you for being an omniscient God, a God who knows all. You know our very heart, just like David. He was a man after your own heart, simply because you knew his heart. We thank you for Minister Herman. We pray, Lord, that you would give our word, as she is a blessing to us, for taking time out to share your word. Father, we also ask for our brother Norman. Lord, we pray that you would bless his coming and going as well, that you would give him strength. You said that we have not because we ask not. And so, Lord, we intercess on behalf of all those we've named publicly and all those who ask for prayer silently. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. 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 We're moving on over into New York. And I believe I just heard Minister Herman on the line. So we're going to move out of the way, and we're going to let God work through her as we sit back, listen, and also dialogue. For those of you who are listening, if you would like to listen to any archive, you can call in to Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. And you can archive anything that you have heard or we have recorded. You can record each and every time we're recording. You can pull all of that up through the archives. Amen? And that telephone number is the telephone number you can call in this evening as an interactive Bible study is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054, and you can be a part of this interactive blog study this evening. We thank you. Minister Herman.
Yes, God bless you, Elder. How are you?
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless everyone. Tonight we're going to just dive into who we are in Christ, in God. My subject today will be, you are a work of art. You are a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming from Ephesians 2 and 10. And it reads,
mm-hmm.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has prepared, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, I said that scripture, but I want to go into another interpretation of the Bible, and it is in the New Living Translation, and it says this, same scripture, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And the Amplified Bible says this, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, meaning born again, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. And the word of God is blessed. And I took those other interpretations because it even expounded on it, expounded on how we are precious in God's sight, how we are his handiwork, his workmanship, and unto good works that we would do. Hallelujah. So I wanted to just paint you a picture of how precious we are in the sight of God. This is just a word of encouragement because there's so much going on around us, to us. Everything is just seems like it's upside down. But I pray that this word tonight will make everything right side up for you. So we are his masterpiece. We are created for purpose, on purpose, to do his good works, which the word says, which he has already planned. We are already in the plan. He's planned us to do this. He knew just where you'd be, just what you'd be going through, the challenge that you would face. He knew all of that. He knew your highs and your lows. But we see in Jeremiah 1 and 5 where it says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth of the womb, I sanctified you. What he did, I'll tear that apart. What he did, he sanctified you. He set you apart for his good pleasure, for his good works, so you could be on purpose because he created you for purpose. He created every line that's in your face, every hair that's on your head. He's numbered. He breathed in his very mirror image of himself, his spirit. Mm. He breathed it in you.
Mm.
Set apart. Like you are like no other creature that he's made because
Amen.
You are the image of him. Jesus,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Because of Christ, you are an original design. That's where the masterpiece, that's what the master has done. You are an original design. There is no other person like you. There is none that can do what you do. Only God, the mastermind, could have created such a masterpiece as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No one can do it like you. No one can say it like you. You are strictly reserved as a VIP in the kingdom of God. I just want to encourage you today. You are a VIP in the kingdom of God, and he's created you in this earth to be his ambassador, and that's what you are. No one can do, like I said before, no one can do it like you do it. Gifts and callings are without repentance. God, and you know what? Those gifts and callings he has on your life is set in stone. Because you know why? Because God's not an Indian giver. Once he gives out, he never takes back. He says, Elder John, you are my handiwork. You are my masterpiece. Sister Suzanne, no one can do it like you. Let me tell you something. All you that are listening out there, when he puts it in you to do, he doesn't take it back. And you know what? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is walk it out. Because you know what? It's already a setup. It's already pre-planned. It's pre-planned since the foundation of the world that you would be in this time. You could have been born any other time, but God has set, and you're still here. God has set you here for such a time as this. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be so encouraged that it will stir your spirit up so you would do, and you won't feel that pressure of life, that stress of life. Ooh. I just came by to encourage you today that nobody can do it like you. Your gifting is your own. Not saying, and this is an example, not saying that there aren't 10 people that can sing the songs there or paint that picture or speak a word. But you know what? No one can do it like you do it because God has made you original. Just like we all have hands, but we all don't have the same fingerprint because we're an original. You are an original. So for good works, God has created you to be. He's created you to do good works. And he's breathed in you. He's breathed in you his power and authority for this earth, for such a time as this, to go out and not shrink back when the enemy comes in like a flood. Know that the Savior, Jesus Christ, is making intercession for you to the Father, saying, oh, he could do it, she could do it, oh, they're going to do it. I know they will. He's always speaking in his ear. He's always there making that intercession for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And just like Jesus, you being his mirror image, in Genesis 1:26-27, it just simply says you are created in his image. In Genesis 5, similar scriptures, 5 and 1, and James 3:9, which concurs, telling us that in his likeness, which means God has given us all his characteristics. Everything Jesus did, you can do too. He creates and recreates, so can you. He's put you here for purpose. He has, you know what? He has no other creature that can do what you do because he's given you that power and authority to do these good works in the earth. Ephesians, like our main scripture, Ephesians 2:10, we are created for the good works, and that's created in advance. So look, let me just share this. It's a setup. When the stack seems against you, when life, the cares of the world seems to be getting you down and your head is down, lift your head up. Look to the hills from whence cometh the help, your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. He's but a breath away. All you have to do is praise him or say, help, help. He's there, Johnny on the spot. And while I'm saying it's a setup, it's just like a poker game. Check this out. It's just like a poker game. Your poker game is fixed when you're sitting across the devil, when he's staring you eye to eye, when life and the cares of the world is staring you eye to eye, when he's, and all he's doing is bluffing, all he's doing is saying deception and discouragement and distraction, he's just bluffing so you can throw your hand in. He's just bluffing his way. Because you know what? He himself knows that we win. He himself, but he still tries. He still tries to get you. He still tries to get you to give up and give in defeat. But you're not defeated tonight. You are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. So when the cares of the world come in, and when the devil is bluffing, because that's all he can do is bluff, all he can do is send that illusion. But you know what? Sometimes it looks very real. But it's when we get in the Word, or when we pray to God, when we pray to God through our Lord Jesus, he'll come back. He'll send those angels to minister to us, to refresh us, so we can go again.
Mm-hmm.
We have the victory.
Amen.
We are encouraged today, and I hope you are encouraged today. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And like I said before, he's the one interceding for us, lifting us up, lifting those burdens out of us, off of us. You are his handiwork. You are his masterpiece today, saints, or everyone that's listened. You are created to do great things, extraordinary things, extraordinary. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's on a large scale or a small scale. You are vital and important. And you know what? You are the original legacy of who you are. You are a legacy because the legacy of life lives in you. The legacy of life, I'm going to say that again, like my pastor would say that again. The legacy of life lives in you. And you, and because he does, you are a legacy to the earth, to the world. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
To God be
Amen.
The glory. So just remember, when it seems like the things are stacked against you, it's a setup. Because the word says that he already did it in advance. All we have to remember is and be encouraged that we win. And we just have to walk it out. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes we don't get weak. I'm not saying sometimes that we don't go to the left or even to the right, but the author of your faith will always pull you back. And through your obedience and to the wooing of him and your surrendering, on track you go. And one thing about, one of the things I love about the Lord is that he doesn't rescue us one time or two times. But many times over, as long as you live, as long as you can give God glory, as long as you have breath in you, you have another opportunity. And God has given you that opportunity. Amen. I'm almost done, but you know what? I want to share something with you, something I read today. And it was about a young woman. I believe her name was Logan Stevens. Her and her brother was an experienced mountain climber. And what I'm reading here, it says they both submitted to climb Mount McKinley, the highest point in North America. Then in January 2008, they were swept off Colorado Mountain by an avalanche, injuring Nick, her brother, and killing 20-year-old Logan. When Nick later discovered his sister's journal in one of her satchels, he was deeply comforted by its content. It was filled with reflections, prayers, and praise to God as seen in this entrance, in this entry. And it said this, I am a work of art, signed by God, but he's not done. In fact, he has just begun. I have on me the fingerprint of God. Never will there be, ever be, any one person like me. I have a job to do in this life. No other can do it. And that was what she wrote. And that's what I'm giving you today, about how we are not only God's handiwork, we are his breath, his life. We are his. But no one can do it like you. No one can say it like you say it. If God has a purpose for your life, know what that purpose is and be passionate about it and do it, because God has great and mighty things in store for every open door in your life. And don't even worry about the closed doors that closes in your face. God designed that. We can go back and think about even David. His life was preordained, predesigned, and he was a man after God's own heart, because he repented when he did wrong. But you know what? It didn't stop the anointing and the giftings and the leadership he had on his life. God used David, and he'll use you, and he's using you right now to speak to that family member, to speak to that friend, that neighbor, that individual in the courthouse or in the stores, wherever you are, because you are his light, a light in this darkened world, a light to show his good works. He has us. There is no other creature that can do it like us, and he's made many creatures. We know the birds, the bees, and all that, but we are the ones that has his breath, that could give him praise, that could do what he intends for us to do. He's created us for good works. He's created us to know that we are his representative of his kingdom, with the power and authority to create and recreate, lay hands on the sick, see them recover, pray, and to do. And to do, not to just keep it in the four walls of the church, but to do, to go out and bid those to come unto him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to open up the line.
And amen. Amen.
I just want to open up this question. How would you like the Lord to use you? And are you willing to use you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, very clear.
Okay, that's one of the things I've been praying about. I want to be used of God. And I think that, like, since I'm retired right now, that's one of the things that I really think about, that I want to make this season of my life meaningful.
Yes.
And to be obedient to the Lord. So I'm asking him to just to speak to me with some things I want to know, like, what does this mean? I try to take, there are opportunities for me to serve, I pray about it, because sometimes the enemy will even put things just to keep you busy,
yeah,
and keep you away from what the Lord wants you to do.
Yeah.
But if it's in alignment with what God has done so far, I pretty much feel like I may be, you know, on the right track. I have a burden for women, especially young women and young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep, you know, picking up like Bible women's Bible study and different things, serving women, and then putting it down and picking it up, putting it down. But it's still there. You know, it's still on my heart. And I don't know how the Lord is going to use me with it and use the different experiences, but I'm willing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm hearing you. And I'm listening to you. And before you were even retired, God was using you. He was using you back then. And it was just a preliminary. Now that you are retired, the full force, you know, because now you have this time. And every time that, like you said, you put it down, you pick it up, but you know what? That's because it's there. God breathed that hunger for the young women. And God knows that the young women today and the young girls today, they need a mentoress. They need someone with wisdom. They need, there's a lot of them out there that doesn't have anyone. And they need people such as yourself. And God's going to open the doors. He's going to open the doors because that's what he wants. And your desire is his desire. Because he don't want them to get lost or be, God wastes nothing. He doesn't want them to be lost or cast aside. Because sometimes we tend to, even in the church, sometimes we tend to overlook them. But you know what? We need to embrace them. And that's what you God is good.
Right.
We'll be praying for you because I know that if God, I know that when
you set that by our truck, all right?
I know that when God puts things in our spirit, it's there because he put it there. Because he wants it to come out and he wants it to be in fruition. He wants it to manifest and it will manifest through you because you've already done it.
I'm
sorry.
Praise God, I received that.
Yes, amen. To be the glory, because you will. And I'm feeling a burning in my belly. But you will. Mm-hmm. God don't make any mistakes. To God
amen.
Be the glory. Amen.
Amen again.
So we all have a purpose. You know, it's just finding out. And you know, there's something that I heard on that movie that Whoopi Goldberg was in, Sister Act. And I remember her telling the young lady, if singing is what you think of every time you wake up in the morning, then you're supposed to be a singer, girl. If whatever you wake up or it's always on your mind, you're supposed to be that because it's not you that gets that or it drops in your spirit to do, especially that's good work. That's God. That's God moving on you to do that. That's God opening up purpose for you. You know, some of us can paint. Some of us can whatever it is. Some of us can write songs or open a like Sister Suzanne, what she wants to do, or open a food bank, whatever. To God be the glory, because if that's what you're thinking about in outreach, then that's what you should do, outreach, because God placed it there. You know, it's just like even salvation. Some people think that they come to salvation, come to Christ on their own. No. The Bible says that God moves on us. I'm paraphrasing. But he wills us to come. It's up to us to accept it, to accept that calling. Because he calls. We don't come by ourselves. It's him. But God is good. God is good. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Yeah. Yes. To God be the glory.
You have to keep in mind that, as you put it, for works of art. God knew what he was doing when he designed us.
Yes.
And he gave us talents, whether it be singing, painting, the ability to talk. Everybody can talk, but I mean to actually be able to talk and reach people. Whether you be a teacher or a social worker, a doctor, a nurse, a sculptor, or whatever the case might be, you have a gift. And sometimes we have gifts we don't even realize that we actually have. And we may feel like we've been cursed, but anyway, that is not a curse. It's truly a blessing that you're a vessel that God has created, and he makes no mistakes.
No,
and
he doesn't.
So anyway, you can use utilize your skills, your body, your mind, your soul, to do God's work. God does not make mistakes, and we have to recognize that. Sometimes
Amen.
People are in an automobile accident or have illnesses, and they feel that, you know, the worst is ahead of me. But in reality, sometimes the best is ahead of you. That's brought out some of the skills that God has wanted you to utilize.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So appreciate and utilize the gifts that you actually have and the talents. Don't cover them under a blanket. That's like taking being in a dark room, and you take a heavy blanket, and you cover that lamp, and you're in darkness. But anyway, you're hiding a light that is present. The light is worthless until you utilize it. The light is perfect, but it is meaningless until you take that heavy blanket off.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. The mics are open, so if you have a comment, the mics are open. I would like to comment on in terms of you are a work of art.
Yes.
I don't know if you use the Philippians 1:6, if you quote that. You had a number of different scriptures. I wrote some of them down. Philippians 1:6 is being confident.
All right.
That in you, who he created a good work, he will complete it. It will be completed. If God has created a good work in you and I,
mm-hmm,
so we're
mm-hmm.
talking about that work of art, the work
mm-hmm.
of art that Christ has created in you and I,
mm-hmm.
that whatever he has created in you and I, that we have to be confident that God will complete it until
mm-hmm.
the day of Jesus Christ. It's going to be completed. If he has given us that, then you can count it as done.
Amen.
That work of art that God has created in us, it will be completed. See, because God will never, ever give us anything or send us on an assignment unless we are equipped. We are equipped.
Amen.
Meaning that sometimes it might be an experience that we may have gone through 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that experience is going to prepare us for where God wants us to be.
Amen.
He's equipped us through life, through our experiences. So that work of art that God has created, when I think of this God, I just think even more in terms of when Jesus Christ talking about a new creation. We are, I like how you put that, we are a new creation. And
mm-hmm.
when I think about a new creation, it's something that has been sculpted. You know, God has sculpted each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Sculpted
Amen.
Us. From that
Amen.
Death, from the death on the cross, we were created. A new creation.
Yes.
From that death on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. When you were talking about that, that's what was going through through my spirit as
yes.
I was thinking about it. The creation. And it all started on the cross. The death on the cross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A new creation. A new people. A peculiar people.
Yes. Yes. Yes, a royal priest.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And Ephesians 1 and 11, it says, In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of him of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. That right there is telling us that we, in whom we have obtained, it's already done. All we have to do is walk this journey out. It might not be easy all the time, and it's not. And it can be stressful and burden, but the scripture tells us, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy burden, and he'll give us rest. And then the scripture comes around and says, labor to come into my rest. So rest, knowing that it's done, knowing that we went through this and we went through that, but we still win, you know, and we're still here. We still have the opportunity. We who are here still have the opportunity, I'm speaking to myself, have the opportunity to do it as God intended us to do it, as he already predestined us to do it. In the book of life is your name. And he says, Elder John, Elder Suzanne, this, that, right here, Elder John, this is what I have for you. This is what I intend for you to do. This is what has already been done. Now that you are here in this earth realm, just walk it out and be confident and be encouraged that in heavenly places, it's already done. You win. You win. You win.
Hallelujah. And I like how you know, that term, which is so powerful. And the key is being confident.
Mm-hmm.
Being confident.
And that's what the word says.
Being confident. That's
key. Yes. Being confident that good work that he started in us, just like you said before, he will complete it. Just like you said before.
Amen.
He'll complete it. Mm-hmm. And he's not a man that would lie or a God that would have to repent. Because God's not an Indian giver. Mm. He's already set it in stone. He's already set the path straight for us to walk therein.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, all those that are listening, look, this he didn't say it was going to be easy. Sometimes it's the rough side of the mountain. But you know what? You don't go up that mountain by yourself because he's there. And if you do, he's there to reach.
Mm-hmm.
You're reaching up as he's reaching down to bring you up.
Amen.
Bring you up higher.
Amen. God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
He's a wonder.
Amen.
Yes.
And this just speaks to so many situations that we may end up going through where we begin to doubt ourselves, doubt our abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Because
that
like
doubt
that, because that's that poker hand that the enemy comes with. With, you can't do it, or, you messed up, you didn't pray when you were supposed to pray. You know, the accuser of the brethren is always yip-yapping. But you know what? We still have an advocate. We still have an intercessor that tells us, you know what? Don't even believe. There is no condemnation to them that believe.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
We can go on from there.
Amen. 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 Well, it definitely speaks to me you know, this word definitely speaks to me. You know, just talking about a good work that it will be completed.
Yeah.
So that tells me that whatever that God has placed or the assignment that God has given me, it will be completed. No matter how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how it looks. No matter
and you
how
know what,
it looks.
And you know what God wants us to know, too? He don't want us to stress about the deadlines because, you know, yes, we're in time and whatnot, but it's like 1,000 years is one day to God. But his timing is his timing for us. You know, we put too much weight on ourselves. It's true that we should have goals. Yes, yes, absolutely. And we should set a timeline for us. But don't think that because that timeline has expired, the promise never expires. Because his promises are yay and amen. And you need to know and be encouraged today that it didn't get done today. It will get done tomorrow.
Amen.
Or this evening, or whenever. But just know that God, see, he wants us clear. He doesn't want us burdened down with such the cares of life. And I'm not saying we're not to strive. We're supposed to strive. We're supposed to want to do better, and you're supposed to do better. And God wants us to stretch. But even in our stretching, we need to know that he is there to help us get through it.
Amen.
Help us
Amen.
To stretch. He wants us clear. Mm-hmm. And I said clear because he wants our spirits free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. He wants our ears open and in tune. He doesn't want it clogged up and bogged down with different things and different yip-yaps of the enemy or yip-yaps from the people outside, the outside forces that the enemy uses to maybe come to discourage us. It's a new day.
Mm-hmm.
A new day because
Amen.
I'm staying my lane, and I always say this, me and you, Lord, I'm not saying that I'm exclusive or on an island by myself, but at the end of the day, I got to give an account to God, and when I close my eyes, I want to see Jesus, and I know I'm going to see Jesus, but I want to see Jesus, and I want to know that I did all that I could do. Because he knows I end at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying sit back and be complacent. Mm-mm. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying don't be so heavy burdened. Because the word of God says this, set your affections on things above.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, that's what we should be striving for. Getting all that we can, getting the people in. But our main focus is to please God and set our affection
mm-hmm.
on those things that are above,
Amen.
Which is lasting, everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
I hope you all have been encouraged today because this word encouraged me. I didn't have nothing
mm-hmm.
yesterday. And I ran across this, and then the Lord started giving me more, and then I started doing that search in the New Living Translation and the Amplified, and when it talked about how we are his masterpiece, how we are created for good works, how we are his own, that's a heavy thing to know that we are owned. What concerns us concerns him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're going through, whatever concerns you, concerns him.
Mm-hmm.
You can always go to God.
Amen.
I'm going off for a tangent now, but you can always go to him.
Yeah, and I like that last part of the scripture, and it says God has prepared that we might walk in them.
Yes.
And that's basically what you're saying. God has already prepared it that we might walk in it. So all we have to do is just walk it out.
Yeah, it's a setup. in high places that we don't even realize we're set up.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would keep that in mind, we'll strive even further.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's almost like being invincible. And you know what we are? Because the Creator that is in us tells us to just go. Just go.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Just go. Amen. I like G-O. God ordered your steps. G-O. God ordered. I just got that. God ordered your steps. I need to write that down. G-O. Go.
God ordered. Amen.
God ordered.
Amen. Amen.
And to God be the glory.
It definitely, again, you know, it definitely speaks to the Spirit in terms of what we are going to go through.
Yes.
And what the outcome is going to look like.
Yes.
Now, in order to, and as I said, this something came across my mind, and I don't want this to be confused in terms of when we start talking about in here, it's talking about created through Jesus Christ unto good works.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that Jesus Christ created, what he created was good.
Mm-hmm.
What
Amen.
He created was good.
Mm-hmm.
Not meaning that good works is going to get that we're going to have salvation through good works.
No, because at the beginning of the... Yeah, go ahead. Amen.
And I just wanted to bring that out, you know, because
no,
we're
very
not
good.
Saved by good works, just
mm-hmm.
the good works that we do in life. So I didn't want that. I didn't want that to be confused with, you know, to those who are listening. You know, that good works is Christ, the good work that
yes.
Christ has created in us.
That's good. That's very good to bring that point across. Because in Ephesians 2 and 8 it says, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of your own selves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God
mm-hmm.
has already prepared, ordained, that we should walk in them. So that's a very good point. It's Jesus
mm-hmm.
why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
No one can say they do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see what it says, lest any man could boast that I did this.
Mm-hmm.
I saved myself. There's a lot of people out there think that they're the God. There's a lot of people out
mm-hmm.
there think they're God. Yeah, in some terms,
mm-hmm.
in the Bible, it talks about the little g, because we are created in his image to do what he does, but we're not God, the big G. We're not
Amen.
The big G, but we are the ones to create and recreate. He's given us that power
mm-hmm.
and authority to call those things that be not as though they are. He's given us
mm-hmm.
that access to do that. But we can't,
mm-hmm.
but the world, some of the people in the world, they get it twisted. They get within themselves. They're lover of themselves. And they think they're doing
mm-hmm.
it. And it's not God. They their egos edge God out. Their egos get in the way. It edges
mm-hmm.
God out. And when you edge God out, you're out.
Mm. Mm.
Yes,
mm.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Edging God out.
Yeah. Ego.
Edging God out.
Mm-hmm.
Ego.
God be
edging
Lord.
God out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I like that. I like that. Amen.
To God be the
Amen.
Glory.
You know, another thing that I wanted to talk on or just add on, you know, and there are three things. You know, and
mm-hmm.
as I was looking, you know, I like to, you know, to look and see
Good
where
point.
We're going so I can, you
mm-hmm.
know, gain understanding myself. And there was three things that I pulled out in terms of things that we're going to go through
mm-hmm.
that aligns us with God.
Mm-hmm.
The word, prayer, and suffering.
Mm.
So when he created in us, when he created in us, Jesus created in us a good work. He created in us a good work. There are three things that we're going to go through in life if we're going to be aligned with the good works that Christ has created in us. And that's the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
prayer,
mm-hmm.
and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And suffering. Because there was suffering on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
There was suffering for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to suffer also.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the end of the story.
Mm-mm.
God says that through our suffering, my friend, for those of you who are listening, through your suffering, that you're going to come out victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Through Jesus Christ, there was suffering displayed on the cross.
And it says, you suffer with me, you shall reign with me.
Shall reign with me.
Mm-hmm.
They buried him, but he rose.
Mm-hmm.
He rose. Jesus Christ rose.
Amen.
And right now he's intercessing on behalf
mm-hmm.
of you and I. Intercessing on behalf of you and I.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So those of you who are listening by internet, please understand that there's victory in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like Minister Herman said, that we were created in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And being created in his image, we're going to be tied up with Christ. We're going to go through some things.
Mm-hmm.
But there is victory. And whatever you and I go through, there's victory.
Amen.
That's the beauty of it all. There is victory.
Amen.
So I thank you for this word. I thank you for bringing the information of knowing that Christ created us, that we are original, that we are created as original.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
God be the glory.
We're all going to go through a process. We're all going to go through a process, but we come out.
Yes, amen.
Being confident, knowing that we're going to come out.
Yes.
So I thank God for that. We have about 90 seconds remaining. I don't know what's going on with my time here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're closing out now. Any comments before we close out? Amen. 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 Minister Armand, would you like to close us out in prayer? We do thank you for coming on. And sharing a word with us, taking that time to share a word with us. Would you close us out? And as you close out, we're going to give the music band, and, you know, as you're closing out. That doesn't mean that you have to stop, but we just started the music, letting our audience know that we are closing out this session.
Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the word that you've given us. We thank you that we could feed and eat of your word. Lord, bless all the listeners, all those by way of internet. Lord, continue to move by your power and anointing on their lives. Lord, all those that don't know purpose, let them realize that you have blessed them, to God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it all come into fruition. such as we give you glory. Pray all well. Jesus' name.
Amen.
My mind. It's so hard.